Now, they do say sign of a good team is one that doesn't particularly play well, picks up 3 points, and it's not going to go down as a vintage performance.
No.
It's still not this season, but 4-0.
Yeah, took our chances. The keeper had anything to do in the first half, and we've ended up 1-0 up. So, like you say, when you don't play as well as you can, it was a battle you had to grind out. And I think you saw that from the amount of yellow cards that were banded about. It was a bit naughty at some points, but we've come away with another clean sheet and 4 goals to boot. So. Delighted.
Yeah, you can't argue. I mean, like I said, obviously last Saturday's game being off got some momentum a little bit after the Harrogate game, but 2-4-0s in 2 games.
I think you could tell that by the way we started. We were isolated all over the park, to be honest. But it's just one of them. There's a great deal of belief, and picked a team there, and not even on the subs bench you've got Liam Brownhill, Jerome Wright, Chris Lynch, players like that who it shows the strength and depth that we've got and something that we're going to need going forward.
You mentioned the battle. I think from our point of view anyway, if we'd have been playing against 8 players, I don't think there could have been an article complex.
I think the keeper
could have gone for the penalty, and there was
not so much the penalty, because I think he was going away from goal, that's a fair shout. But the one in the first half that's broken James Knowles' leg is an absolute disgrace, and then there was one in the second half on Scott Cheetham. Lads slowed down to give himself an opportunity to hurt the lad. If that's what they want to do, they've got to live with that as human beings at the end of the day, and that's their prerogative.
Yeah, exactly.
What we'll keep doing is make sure we stay disciplined, won't rise to the bait, and make sure we try and keep 11 players on the pitch.
Exactly. And what you'll be hoping now, I suppose, is the weather don't come in the next couple of days like they're predicting, because obviously you want to keep this run going and ticking fast on Sunday now.
Hopefully microclimate in Norfolk, isn't it? So hopefully it'll be on and we can continue the run that we're on.
Does that come into, when you mentioned the scoring fall, does that come into your thinking, 2 days to
definitely.
Go, a 4-hour coach journey?
Definitely, there's like two who will come straight into the team. Dave Birch won't be able to play on Sunday. That's just the facts.
Today was probably a stretch for a fortnight ago, never mind.
He probably might have me, but got to utilise all the squad, and I'll be doing that definitely.
And like you say, the second half of the season, though, it seems to be the traditional way of doing things, but if it gets you to where you want to be, so be it.
Yeah, I've not looked at any stats or anything like that, but I think we're in a healthier position than we were this time last year, and we nearly pulled it off last year, so let's hopefully, the lads are good enough, the team's good enough, so hopefully we can maintain the dominance. There's going to be losses and things throughout the rest of the season, but it's how you react to them.
Absolutely. See you Sunday.
Cheers, Steve.
Cheers, Gal.
Thanks, mate.